this is Brandon White, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the very first Ladder Line podcast. For our first podcast, we headed down to Ridge, Maryland, fishing at a jury's marina, aboard Captain Jim Brinsfield's Jill Carey, 50-foot Chesapeake Bay-built charter boat. And for our trip, we were with 22 TitleFish.com members looking to do some light tackle fishing for striped bass and bluefish. The weatherman had called for calm seas and a sunny day. He got the sunny day right. The calm seas he didn't get quite right, as you'll hear. So let's tune in for part one of fishing with Captain Jim Brinsfield on the Jill Carey. We're out here on the first podcast. Happy to be out here. We're out here left out of, where did we leave out of this morning, Captain Jim?
Drury's Marina.
Drury's Marina down here in Ridge, Maryland. We've got, they called for 5 to 10 winds, but clearly didn't happen. Looks like it's about 15, would you say?
15 to 20, yeah.
15 to 20 with probably 2 to 3 footers. Some nice white caps. So what we got here, Captain Jim?
A bunch of birds and a bunch of bait. Not marking any fish yet. Birds are looking at this bait, waiting for the fish to chase them up.
You said it was starting to happen around 9:30 today, huh?
Yeah, that's what happened yesterday. Yeah, after we finished chumming, we went jigging, and in the beginning there wasn't much going on, but as the day wore on, they started working a little harder.
You caught the state record tautog yesterday, didn't you?
Well, it hadn't been certified yet, but that's what we're told. Marty Gary's going to certify it. Should have the information by Monday whether it made it or not.
How big is that? How big was it?
It was measured at the checking station at 25 inches and 9 pounds, which would be a Maryland state record for the bay.
That's pretty good.
The ocean record's like 16 pounds or something, but it's the biggest one I've ever seen in the bay, for sure.
How many? You haven't been catching them that often, have you?
No, it's very unusual. Extremely unusual in Maryland waters.
You caught that on bait?
Yeah, on a razor clam. We were chumming for rock. It was, you know, purely luck. But I'll
how deep
it.
Was it?
25 feet.
You'd rather be lucky than good.
If I had to pick one, I'll take luck anytime.
I think these guys are rearing to go, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm not going to put them down on bait. I'm not marking any fish. So go back around and check it again.
How big are these waves here today?
2 to 3 foot. Certainly fishable. It should settle down as the day goes on.
This is a 50-foot boat? Who built this boat?
Ronnie Carman built the hull, and Mike Hutchins helped finish the boat. Benny Austin did boat carpentry work. Al Jones, boat carpentry work. And just put it together. Started at Marion Station, worked on it in Chrisfield, brought it back to Tracy's Landing, and finished it the deal.
Thank you very much.
This is everything about a Chesapeake Bay boat built you get, isn't it?
Yeah, traditional Chesapeake Bay built dead rise, 50 feet long, 16 feet wide, John Deere motors. It's just about as traditional as they come. That's all bait.
How long have you had this boat now? I forget, it's relatively
97.
How much power you got in this bad boy?
Twin John Deere 220 turbos.
Yeah, look at the port. Are they working?
I can't tell from back here.
Well, you're on bait right here. There's no fish, TJ. It's all bait.
We're going to try to find them. We're out near the target ship area. I don't know how deep it is here, 21 feet. But we got 22 guys from TitleFish.com on here. Mike Burgess put it together. Nice trip. Good guys. Some of them look like they're a little bit tired from last night out at Shivel's Fishing Center. But they seem alive, so that's the good news. Probably pick up when they catch some more fish. How long have you been fishing the bay, Jim?
I've been crabbing and fishing oyster in the bay all my life.
That's like 35 years, isn't it?
29 years, yeah.
29 years.
Maybe double that.
It's going to get nicer as the bay goes along. Watch that figure. That's what it's been doing.
So you started doing oyster and crabs, or were you always doing the charter boat thing?
Well, I was a mate. I was actually a bait boy back in the 60s. They didn't really have first mates. Yeah. Everybody brought their own poles and stuff, and basically you just cut bait and you clean fish. Call it bait boy, but... when the big blues came in the 70s and 80s, you needed a mate to run the lines, trolling and so forth, and that's when they kind of started the first mate thing, so I started as a first mate. And,
out of deal?
Well, actually, I started in Selby Bay in the South River is where I got my first start, but I eventually made it to deal around 1970 and been there ever since. Got a crabbing boat and a fishing boat, just went from there.
But you're a Maryland guy, right? You went to school in D.C.?
No, I went to school in Maryland. Went to Severn High School and went to George Mason University for college.
Didn't you do some after college work too?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
So now you're doing charter full time, right? You travel up and down the bay, start out in Deal in the summertime, I guess, or in the springtime for the spring trolling season, then work your way down. Is that?
Yeah, we start in Deal, the Spring Trophy, and we fish out of three ports, Deal, Ridge, where we're at now, and then out of Long Bay Point, bait and tackle shop in Lynn Haven from Thanksgiving to the middle of April.
How much longer will you fish out of here, out of Ridge?
I'll be out of Ridge till Thanksgiving, and we'll move down there to Lynn Haven around Thanksgiving. Here we go.
These are it?
Looks better. And the birds are tighter to the water than the other ones. We're just kind of looking at the bait. They see the bait fish down there and they just kind of fly around. They get frustrated because there's no fish under them to chase the bait up to where they can get it. When you see them actually splashing in the water, there's something under them to get the bait up high enough for them to score. And these aren't very big birds. Normally you'd like to see some pelicans and some bigger herring gulls. Later on in the year you'd like to see gannets. So chances are this is a smaller fish, but sometimes you can find some bigger fish mixed in with them.
Looks like we got some breakers right there.
There we go. Okay, guys!
That concludes our very first Lateral Line podcast aboard the Jill Carey. With Captain Jim Brinsfield at the helm, along with 22 dedicated TitleFish.com anglers, casting and jigging for striped bass on the Chesapeake Bay. Tune in over the next few days with part two of our podcast series. We talked to Captain Jim Brinsfield about conservation efforts on the Chesapeake Bay, the problems the bay faces, and what he sees our solutions as being. You can tune in to TitleFish.com, where over 28,000 anglers are posting reports and just talking fishing 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. That's TitleFish.com. And you can tune in to my site, fishing620.com, for this podcast and future podcasts, along with an RSS feed you can sign up for so that you get the latest podcasts as they're released. Until next time, this is Brandon White on the Lateral Line podcast series. Good fishing and good times.